This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Let's go and connect with health coach and wellness practitioner, Dr. Wendy Christian from Integrated Health Solution. Dr. Wendy, good morning. 1 week till Christmas, eh? Hope you're well.
Good morning, Brad. Yeah, I actually can't believe that it is Christmas is here already. This year has gone so quickly.
It has. And when we say Christmas, I mean, we already had a chat a little bit earlier on here on air about how many people seem to enjoy Christmas mince pies. I'm not one of those, but someone is saying you can't just have one, you got to have a whole lot. And I suppose that's just part of what could potentially be a bit of a downhill spiral for some people. We've suddenly got a bit of extra time. We're not distracted by work and meetings. And now we have access to our fridge and our cupboards. And the pantry gets easily raided over the holiday time.
That it does. We definitely do have less routine in the holiday times. There's more indulgences. As you know, you can buy mince pies, or you can, you know, your friends give you chocolates and all sorts of things. So there's generally a lot more junk stuff to snack on in the cupboards. And we eat differently. We snack more. So yes, we do have more time. So we just have to think about that caloric load.
Yeah, I think
on our bodies.
That's an important thing, because we so often talk about, you know, this is good for you or not good for you. And we'll get to that. But we also, you're talking about caloric load, right? So if we're going to be eating more than we ought to, we're going to start putting on a bit of weight. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes. And it's not just the weight gain, it's the inflammation that it causes in the body. And, you know, the knock-on effects of eating the wrong types of foods, and it's the volumes. It's necessarily eating the wrong stuff, it's the volumes.
Yeah.
And that's where we want to look at that. Because if we can manage how much of that we are consuming, then it's not going to have so much of an impact on our bodies.
Yeah, we are being more sociable though, aren't we? And so that's going to mean we probably are going to be spending more time having dinners that probably be different to what we would normally have if we're just our family at home. So I suppose we need to start making good choices now, right? Where do we even start to make sure we choose things that are better for us?
Well, I think it's very important to enjoy the social aspects of the season. But we also have to remember that so social can still be healthy. But what are we bringing to the table, I think, is important. So I think preparation is one of the key things. Let's think about making some specific health decisions ahead of the time. So, you know, if we decide what we're going to do beforehand, rather than just blindly approaching all the festivities and not really having a plan in place, that's also going to set us up you know, in a better way. And I think that will be helpful for us.
If we're faced with a whole table full of food and now we have to dish up for ourselves, is there a way we can actually enjoy what's already on the table, but know that we can make some good choices around that?
Yes, we can. So if we think about how we're going to eat, the order that we eat in, and the foods that we choose first, we'd ideally want to fill our plates with the vegetables, lean proteins, whole grains, and then add to that some of the richer or the carb-heavy food. So the richer and the carb-heavy food should be the smallest portion on the plate, and the other foods should be the bigger portion on the plate.
Yeah, I like that. So we don't start with roast potatoes and rice, is what you're saying. Let's not start with that, but let's end with that.
Exactly, exactly. And if there's space on the plate for those and space in your tummy, then that's what you eat last, but not the first thing that we go for.
Yeah, space in the tummy. But should we slow down in our eating? Should we be more mindful, and should we slow down? Because then we would eat less if we were more mindful, right?
Well, generally, yes. We should ideally be slower. We should be mindful. We should look at our food, smell our food, savor it. You know, really just appreciate every moment. Let those digestive juices flow. You know, when your mouth starts watering, that means that your body is producing digestive enzymes. Many of us don't even get that mouth watering anymore because we've already eaten our food before the mouth watering starts. So, you know, that whole process of really just enjoying the food, being social, chatting, putting your knife and fork down, and enjoying that time. And not just with the food that we're eating, but also with the treats. So if you're eating that ice cream or the chocolate or the cookie or the whatever it is, savor each bite, take a little bite. Because if we eat too quickly, we also overeat. And we don't realize how much we consume if we're not really mindful about what we're eating.
So are there things we should, okay, we can swap things, right? If we find, hang on, this is something there, but there might be a better option. What are some of the things we could swap?
Yes, so if we think about vegetables, if we go for roasted or steamed vegetables instead of vegetables covered in sauces, so as lovely as that broccoli and cauliflower in cheesy white sauce is, that is not necessarily the best choice for us from a health perspective. But if we're eating our veggies steamed or roasted, that is a better choice. If we're having a really huge dinner, then maybe we want to go for a fruit-based dessert instead of a heavy pastry or a heavy pudding. And then when we're choosing snacks, if we look for protein-based snacks like biltong and nuts, instead of crackers and crisps.
I'm not going to lie, Wendy, but talking about food is now making me feel really hungry. I'm thinking about each
Is your
thing.
mouth watering
Yeah, it
there?
is. My mouth is watering. My digestive enzymes are saying, let's go. There's,
Already.
yeah, we're ready. There's probably another problem I can think of around this time of year as well, and that is sometimes the alcoholic drinks seem to flow and come out, and perhaps we need to make some better decisions around those for sure.
Yes, so I think again, we're talking about caloric load. We have to remember that alcohol carries, there's calories in the alcohol and in the drinks that we consume them with. If we're having cocktails, they can be very sweet, very high in calories, and we can also you can look at diluting them or using alternatives. So if we alternate alcoholic drinks with water, herbal teas, maybe something like an iced tea, a kombucha, those kind of things, that would be really nice to do. And then we can dilute wine or fizzy drinks with soda water, or we can add fruit and fresh fruit or slices of lemon and those kind of things to soda water for a refreshing drink. So we can do those in between. But yes, remember it's dehydrating if we're having too much alcohol. And then also the if we are dehydrated, then we can feel more hungry as well. So we want to just think about that as well, so that we're having a good balance.
We don't have heaps of time, Wendy, but I think switching off during this time of year is important, isn't it? I've been thinking a lot about that over the last few days, about making sure if I get a chance to take a break, that I really make it count in resting my mind and resetting beyond just what I'm eating or drinking.
Yes, absolutely. So, and this is a time that we should be resetting, where we should be resting. We should think about, what is our diary looking like? Are we going to pack the holiday so full that by the time we finished our holiday, we need another holiday? Or are we going to think about what depletes our reserves and what do we need to rest? And I think that's so important, is if we can rest our bodies, rest our minds, take a proper break, we'll go into the new year feeling much more refreshed.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people might expect a lot of us this time, a lot of pressure to attend things and to go here and to do that. And sometimes saying no can be really difficult.
It can, but sometimes it's vital. And I think we do have to think about that. Is it going to be more beneficial to say no and have a day of rest? Or is it going to be more beneficial to go? And sometimes we know that the tough decision, sometimes we need to just go. But other times we really need to think, no, this is important for me and for my body and potentially your family as well. Because remember, we tend to drag our families along to all of these things too. And having a drained and unrested family is not ideal. So it's thinking about what is going to be best for your family, for yourself, and how do you manage that?
We mustn't neglect movement, I'm guessing. What are some tips for movement during this time where we might not be doing things like we would formally be doing in the rest of the year?
So I think the best thing is to maybe incorporate activities as a family or with friends. So if you can have a walk after a meal, so you might not be able to get to the gym, but there's nothing stopping you from going for a walk around your block or in your neighborhood for 20 or 30 minutes. And if you play with your children, jump on the trampoline, swim in the pool, go to the beach, all of those kind of activities can become part of a connection time as well as a movement time. So if we can incorporate connection and movement, I think that would be a good way to do it.
Got one more question for you, Wendy, before we go. We need to prioritize sleep, I would think, because, you know, late nights and doing things differently, being out of routine. Should we focus on sleep at this time, or do we just say it's holidays, we'll just go with less sleep?
No, so sleep is probably one of the most important things that we need to do. And it can be very tempting to have the late nights and by all means have the occasional late night, but I don't think it should become the norm because our sleep is so important for everything. So it's important for our immune systems. It's important for our emotional balance. It helps us digest food. It helps for our cognitive function. You know, if we're all sleep deprived on top of all this food that we're potentially eating that's not great for us, we're not really setting ourselves up to be healthy and positive individuals. So we want to make sure that we're having enough good sleep so that our bodies can really regenerate properly.
That's the voice of Dr. Wendy Christian, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. That podcast will be up for you later on today. So check in again on our website, kpulpit.co.za. And before we go, Wendy, a massive thanks for being with us as you are so faithfully every Thursday. We appreciate your hard work and preparation. And we just wish you and your family a very blessed Christmas and festive season and rest well. And thanks again for everything.
Thanks so much, Brad, and wishing you and all the listeners and everybody there a blessed festive season as well. And I hope that you all get some good rest.
Yeah, I hope so too. Thanks so much, Wendy. Till we connect again. Be blessed.
Bye-bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.